Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can pick up in everyday life. Just this past Shabbat, I heard the most beautiful idea from my dear brother Chaim, and I'm excited to share it with you. The idea begins with a Hasidic story about the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was actually the founder of the Hasidic movement. The Baal Shem Tov was known for going on many travels, and on one such travel, he was in his wagon with his wagon driver. When the wagon driver turned around and said, "Rabbi, I am thirsty. Please may we stop for a drink?" The rabbi knew that to get a drink, it meant an entire detour to the journey, and he said to the wagon driver, "Are you able to hold on a little longer? Of course, if you need to stop, we'll stop." And the driver said, No, I'll hold on." They held on a little bit, but after some time, the weather was hot. The wagon driver said, "Rabbi, I must stop. I feel dizzy. I must stop." So the rabbi said to him, "Do you realize you don't need to actually stop and take a detour? If you just stop the wagon where we are, Hashem can send you a drink." And the driver smiled and said to the rabbi, "Do you realize this is a deserted area? There's no one lives here. There's no shops for miles." The rabbi said, "If we believe in Hashem, he can do anything. Stop the wagon and go find a drink." The wagon driver knew that when the Baal Shem Tov says something, a saintly rabbi, one listens. So he stopped the rabbi and started to look. After just a moment, he came across a fellow carrying a huge flask of water. He asked him and said, "Please may I have some water?" "Sure," said the man, "with pleasure." The wagon driver was intrigued and he said, "Please sir, may I ask you what brings you here? This is a deserted area. No one lives here. What makes you come here and carry around a huge flask of water?" He said, "Listen, my donkey went missing a few days ago, and I haven't had a chance yet to search for the donkey, but I have a feeling it came somewhere around this area. And because I knew the weather was hot and I could be here for some time to look for my donkey, I decided to take with a big flask of water." When the wagon driver came and related this to the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov said, "Listen, there is a powerful lesson here for us." He said, "You see, when this man lost his donkey 3 days ago, Hashem had already planned that a Jew will drive past and need a drink. And he had prearranged the drink that you needed to be ready for you at the time you would stop and search." This is a most powerful message, and it's actually relevant to Hanukkah. The Greeks had taken control of our holy Beis HaMikdash, and we had no oil after we regained control to light the menorah with. And the Jewish people searched and searched, and they came across this one little jug of oil. But let me ask you, my friends, where was this jug of oil from? How long ago was it put there? The rabbis tell us this jug of oil was from Shmuel Hanavi. It was 600 years old. The miracle of Hanukkah had taken place 600 years before. Hashem had prepared the salvation. It was ready. And it was in fact ready many, many years before. The message from both these stories are heartwarming, because so often in life we can go through a difficult moment. We're stuck in a black place, in a dark place, and we don't know how we're going to get through this struggle. And we pray and we hope and we try and we wonder. But just like the drink for the fellow who was thirsty, just like the little jug of oil that the Jewish people needed to light the menorah, Hashem has already prepared our solution, our salvation, our way forward to success. So Hanukkah comes at a dark time of year. It's black outside. It's pitch black. It's dark. It reminds us of our challenging time. We light our menorah to signify and to show that the salvation is there. There is light in the darkness. So whatever you're struggling with, you should know deep inside, the solution is there. Hashem has already created the solution. Take hope in knowing the solution is ready And I bless you all, please God, that you find that solution soon. Happy Hanukkah.